So I woke up one morning and realized I was late for my plane. I got in my car and I raced to Logan Airport. And getting there, saw that there was a huge line of security as well. I was panicked about being able to make that plane. You know, we've all been there before, in the security line, behind somebody who doesn't know the drill. And sure enough, that morning, there was a lady with 6 bottles of water, a huge tube of toothpaste, hadn't taken her belt off, hadn't taken her shoes off. She must have owned stock in some cosmetic company because she had virtually every cosmetic known to man. We all felt bad for her, you know, but I needed to get to that plane. So it slowed me down. And my heart rate just went faster and faster and faster. So I get to the gate. They're about to close it. They let me on. I find my seat. Luckily, it was an aisle seat. Sit down. Slow down for just a second. And suddenly, the voice of angels surrounds me. It was a song by Annie Lennox called A Whiter Shade of Pale. Apparently, the airline must know I'm not the only one who had one heck of a morning.
Skip the life and angle. Turn cartwheels across the floor.
Calmness.
I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more.
Thank you, airline. Thank you, Annie Lennox, for helping me survive another trip to the airport. I'm Dr. Dan Netto, an endocrinologist and nutritionist from Kittery, Maine, and that's music that moves me.
And so
April is National Music on Public Radio Month, and PBN is celebrating with a month-long series that features daily audio diaries called Music That Moves Me. What's your story? Visit npbn.net to share and listen to other musical tales from people across Maine. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garand Marketing and Communications.